Thanks for joining us for this episode. And before we get started, I want to let you know that if you want to learn more about any guests that we feature on our episodes, you're going to want to check out the show notes to connect with them. And if you want to connect with me and learn more about what we do, head over to mustincrease.com. You'll find all the different ways that you can connect with us and the services that we offer for churches, businesses, and what we do for families and more. Of course, you are going to want to make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. Well, I'm very grateful that you've joined us for this episode. My name is Luke Clayton, and welcome to the Must Increase Podcast. Anyways, like I said, I mean, there's probably so much more that we could say, more praises we could sing, more money we could make from, you know, pushing it. But yeah. I mean, like I said, I think this is the first time I've really given Canva a public shout out here on the podcast or on any of my content. So the secret's out. That's what I'm doing. I'm using Canva. And if you are a church that wants our services, we're gonna push you to use Canva too. It's just what we're gonna do. And I will say though, like I said, to not make myself and my services completely irrelevant. You know, we are again kind of functioning as a source for the creative inspiration and the actual creative content, and then we're just providing that we're kind of handling the creative end in terms of like we're making it. And then we're just converting it to Canva and giving it to you so that you can make those changes. So there still is a valuable kind of, again, synergy, partnership, whatever you want to call it. If you are looking to, you know, simplify, whether you're already doing some design and you want to simplify your process, or just something more, if you're looking for something, if you say, I don't ever use all these features in Adobe, and you just literally want to save money because Canva is, there's a free version, but even the paid version is very affordable. I highly recommend check it out. Me and Matt have converted, so maybe you will too.
Yeah. And like you said, for your services, it's still very helpful. Like even the people that I've helped recently, they either don't have the time to start up and find something, or they don't have the artistic mindset to be like, yeah, and I think this looks good. Cause most of the time I look at something like, dude, that was not good. You should ask for my help. Like, let me do it.
Yeah. Nice.
And I've had recently a couple people that I've helped in the past go to ministries that just make everything for you and you just give them their information. And that's okay. Like, that's great. You know, use what you want to do, but it's just going to cost more than anything else would have cost that. Like what I could do, or like what my guy who prints, what he can do in my design, like I could save you half that money, and I'm sure you could probably be competitive with all those other companies that are kind of just spitting out one thing all at once. I don't want to speak for you, but I feel like you'll be right there and a little bit more personable than just typing in your stuff and hoping you get what you want and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. And not to again, just make it all about, you know, make this a sales pitch for, you know, ChurchBeat HQ and the services we offer there for churches. But we try to kind of have, again, the best of both worlds there. We want to be able to give you some custom, you know, custom stuff, because, you know, you've got these other sources out there, which I still recommend. And I have talked about before, like Igniter Media. I think you use Igniter, or you have used it. Where, you know, you pay an annual subscription and you get access to, I mean, probably tens of thousands of graphics and videos, and their videos are really solid. They're really good. In fact, I saw some really good stuff they put out for Easter this past year. They've done a really good job with all that, and their graphics are usually really good too. They are all Photoshop though, if you want to edit them, so you have to have Photoshop and to edit it. And so you know, so that's the one side, is hey, pay for something like that and then go in and just edit it yourself, you know, use what they have. It's a great resource to have. And then there's the other side, like you said, is the full service where all of your design is custom, But also that means all of your, you know, basically all the creativity, but also all of the work, if you will, is in the hands of that person you're paying to do the design. And so, you know, and this is where we were before we discovered Canva, even if you get a design and you like it, but you say, hey, the time on this event has changed. Can it needs to be 7 o'clock now instead of 6 o'clock? Well, okay, cool. But if you don't have, you know, you don't have the capability to change it, I have to change it. And so now there's another, you know, probably 24 hours before you actually get your final graphic. Whereas now, again, we're kind of serving in the kind of keeping our foot and feet in both worlds there, to where we say, okay, we've made this for you. Here it is in Canva, which you can just open in any web browser or on your phone or mobile device. And if you, oh, the time changed. Okay, well, you can go change it yourself. You can ask us to change it if you want, but you can also change it immediately right then and there. So yeah, it's, again, it's found, I found it just to make things just much more efficient, much more, you know, just streamlined in terms of our workflow. So yeah, it's been a really valuable resource and tool. And the churches that I've been able to introduce, you know, introduce the Canva to them, they've been really, most of them have been really appreciative of it. So yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah. I make weekly video announcements for our school 2 a week, and, you know, kind of get stuck in a rut of some things. And so the other day I just looked up, typed in school and like presentation or whatever in Canva, and, some things popped up. I was like, I'm going to drop in our sports logo and our school crest and our, you know, good morning GCA is kind of the first screen. And so just, I didn't even see what the animation looked like altogether, but I just dropped in what we use, mm-hmm. and then let them do what that template was. And it was like, this is awesome. This is like so much better than anything I could have done. And it took 3 minutes. And once I download that and have it on, you know, saved on my computer, Premiere Pro is going to remember it, and it's there as many times as I need it. And that's just so nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same with the outro.
Yep. Yeah. And so all these different, I just thought of this while you were talking there. I'm going to, you know, we're talking about it for those that might be watching, you know, on YouTube. And if you're not, might be a good time to, we typically keep the link in the description on the podcast show notes, so you can go watch this on our YouTube channel. But I'm actually going to share my my screen here, and I'm just going to walk through just a practical way that we use this for one of the churches we work with. This is for River City Baptist, Brian Sams. We've been doing work with him for a while. I produce his podcast, and so, you know, we have a great partnership. But I wanted to kind of just walk through, you know, what this is, what we do. So what we do now is we create this master screen or design for the 1920 by 1080 size. And we just drop basically all the graphics for their church. We just drop in this master, presentation. And so that allows, everybody to just have access. There's one link. Now there's times where there's exception here, where if they need, for example, a different size or maybe a special project that this doesn't apply, but if you go through all of these graphics, for the most part, these are all original. Now, most of these, our team created. Some of them, their team on their end went in and created. But you can see, like, Easter, this is an original Easter graphic design that we made and imported into Canva. With this sermon series, we made this graphic and, again, just imported in Canva. This one about the upper room, it's kind of a Lord's Supper take graphic, this refresh, and we can go, they've got this back to school, and all of these, again, these are all original designs that our team created, and then we just added it into Canva so that they can now go in and make these tweaks and changes, or they can go up here to the share option, and they can download, you know, different file formats of it. You know, JPEG, PNG, PDF, all of that. And so, you know, and you can just see how easy it is to go in and make changes. You can just, you know, type right here in these text boxes. You can move things around. You know, so This is just a visual way to understand how it works and our process of using it specifically. But, you know, at any time they can come in here and they can find all of the graphics that we've really ever made for them. And we're just kind of keeping the latest ones right here, you know, just as we update them. So, I could go in and just start saying, oh, here's a cool feature. I mean, Matt, is there anything you could think of as we're looking at the screen here? You're like, hey, while we're doing a demo, we've got to demonstrate that. I couldn't think of just one, but
if you want to go from like the screen, like this looks like maybe like slides church starts or something like that. So if you wanted to say, hey, we want to make this back to school bash, not just a slide, but let's make it compatible for Instagram or whatever, show them the resize thing.
Okay. Yeah. So with resize, you just go up here. Now the resize feature is a paid feature if you want to use it. So I will have to throw that out there. It's something that you do have to technically pay for, but yeah. So if I go down here to, are you still seeing my screen, Matt?
Yeah.
Did it go away?
No.
Oh, okay. It didn't. I was actually going to find maybe a more ideal presentation or a design to demonstrate that on. But no, I think it'll be fine. So let's just move forward with it here. Okay. So you could see all of the different, you know, they have these just common sizes, if you will. So yeah, let's say, let's do an Instagram square post. Okay. So let's do this and copy and resize. Okay. And actually in this case, I didn't realize it. It's actually going through and resizing everything because it was all the graphics in this presentation.
Command Z.
Yeah. Oops. No, it's fine. I mean, I just will delete this when it's done, but let's see how well it did. So there we go. That's the back to school bash. You can see it just kind of moved everything around, resized it. And you said, I could come and say, you know what, that's great, but I kind of want to make it a little bit, you know, the text a little bit bigger. Okay. Very simply do that. But yeah, we can pretty much go side by side, compare,
bring the background in a little bit, just show people how easy that would be.
Yeah. Well, now this background is not got many layers in with it, but,
gotcha. So it's pre-made for that size.
But yeah. That's okay. So that's, But you know, if these were layered out, you know, you could kind of pull the layers in, the different elements there. But yeah, I mean, you could see like this one, it resized well. I mean, if you just compare these different graphics that were there, so there's that sermon series to that, you know, let's compare the upper room one. Let's see. And we're really all doing all of this on the fly. You know, yeah. I have no idea, but I mean, again, I mean, if anything, I just go and say, okay, I might want to change the sizing of some of this stuff, but right. I mean, it did a really good job. You know, like this refresh graphic, let's go compare that. I mean, pretty good. Again, for me, I would probably say, I just want to make it a little bit larger, you know, just so it can be, you know, just a little bit bigger, but you know, and now let's go, Matt, we're going crazy here. Let's see what happens if we go to a, let's see, Instagram story. So that's going to take the, let's go over here. So that, what that will be doing then, if I go resize and I'm going to go down here to Instagram story, where did it go? Then what that's going to do is that's going to literally attempt to take this horizontal and make it vertical, like the exact opposite. This is a 1920 wide by 1080 high. So now it's going to make it 1080 wide by 1920 high. Let's see how well it does. All right. So, I mean, again, your biggest thing that you run into here is an issue with the sizing, you know, but I mean, for the most part, if you were to try to do this in Photoshop, you know, it's a whole process of going through and doing all that. But I mean, yeah, you can see that again, my only issue with any of this is just maybe going through and making things a little bit larger, as far as the text, but you know, even so it does a really, like I said, just the time it saves to just automatically intelligently resize, you know, 90% of your work is done for you, you know, and so.
And anyone who's used like Illustrator, like that's what I usually use. I know there's probably more Photoshop people out there, but to put a new document or a new file in, type in the dimensions you need, And then now you have blank and you have to kind of start all over and copy and paste and resize every single mm-hmm. thing back. I mean, you're taking what maybe would be 10 minutes into 30 seconds, which is huge if you do that, you know, over yeah. and over and over again.
Exactly. I mean, another thing that I like is even if you're starting, like you say, I want to start a new, you know, design. I don't know, let's say a postcard here, postcard design. And of course they're going to automatically throw a bunch of templates up there. But even if you go over here to your projects, you can go and you can look up, you know, maybe some past projects you've been working on. So I'll go back to that, River City, presentation I was just working on. And yeah, I mean, I'll go find, you know, one of the graphics from here and let's just insert it in there. And oh, that's weird. Just glitched on us. I don't know what just happened. I clicked one graphic and imported another one. So Canva failed there. Okay, never mind. We take it all back. Don't use Canva because it
was
will
that
glitch.
More than one file? Because that's been first file of everything.
I think that's why. I think that's because I clicked
the whole project.
Yeah, okay, that's what I did wrong. Okay, so user error. Let's just do this. So there's this patriotic design that we made. There we go. So this took it from a 1920 by 1080 and formatted it for this postcard size. And if I add what happened to my mouse? There it is. Oh, what am I doing over there? Oh, I can draw stuff. That's not what I was trying to do, but very cool. But yeah, if I go to, let's see, where was I? Yeah. Going down here to, I'm trying to look for maybe another. Yeah. Add a page. Let's see this Mother's Day design. Yeah, I've got a few options here. Okay. There we go. Just kind of resized it right there all to fit. So even if you're starting a new project, you can go to your previous projects and you can start to import stuff in that way. So anyways, yeah, I mean, we could nerd out on all the specific features all day. Oh, okay. I do have to show this one though. I'm going to have to go pick the right design for this. I'm trying to think of just on the fly if there's a design here that would work for that. I'm trying the background removal tool. Have you used that much, Matt?
Yeah, like detach the background.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. So actually, let's do this. Actually, yeah, this will be the best way to demonstrate this, I think. So Matt, let me come over here to. I'm going to go over here to our Zoom window. Are you still seeing the Canva window?
Yes, I see your mouse moving.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go over to the Zoom window and I'm going to take a screenshot of you, Matt. Okay.
Hold on a second.
So it's gracious. Take, smile good. You know, it's going to be pretty rough. There it is. 3, 2, 1, boom. Okay. So I'm going to copy that. And then I'm going to go over here to Canva and hold up. All right. Coming over here to Canva and just add a new page. I'm going to paste. That's there you are, Matt. Looking good.
Quality.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Now I want to edit the photo and I'm going to go to background remover, which again is a pro feature. But boom, there you go.
No, that's not what I was thinking you're about to do.
Yeah, I mean, I can add any. Yeah. I mean, that was pretty fly. I mean, it just, I used to have to, anytime I wanted to remove a background, like this to this degree, I would actually struggle even getting it done correctly in Photoshop. Sometimes I'd have to open After Effects to do it in the way that was best. And so this is one of the greatest features.
Go back and show me what that was.
Okay, yeah, here, I'll just start over. So I'm gonna paste it. There you are. Edit photo.
Yeah.
Tools. And then tools. Background remover. Again, it is a pro feature. So once I do that though, I mean within seconds, boom.
Magic eraser, magic edit. Now I'm like all into these.
Yeah, now magic eraser, that's another one. Let's see. Let's kind of demonstrate that one. If I go to magic eraser, that allows me to like, and I this one is kind of new, and so I have noticed that it's not as, but that worked pretty good. I just took that picture off your wall. Let's get your name out of the corner here. See how well that works. Okay. Let's take another picture off the wall.
Don't you dare.
Well, these are, they're gone.
Get out of my office, thief. Take my glasses off my face.
I'm taking it. Okay. Yeah. Let's do it. I kind of just want to see if I can get every picture off the wall cleanly. You know, that's my new mission now.
But we need to see if they're good enough to take my glasses off.
Okay. Yeah. Now that one, I doubt, but let's just see what happens. All right.
This may be a horror film right now.
I'm going to take this eye off.
There he is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, let's see if we can shave your beard off. Is that going to work?
we're getting off track.
Yeah,
real fast. There he is.
Yeah, this is anyways. So, yeah, we could look at all these different things that it does, but again, it's a really powerful tool. And some of the features, the resize, the background remover, that magic erase tool we're just showing you, that's all stuff that you're going to have to pay premium for. Now, I will say this, it's not always the easiest thing in the world to go about, but it is possible for you to potentially get the access to it for free, the premium version, if you are if your church is registered properly as a nonprofit. So 501c3s. Can apply and get Canva premium for free. And I think also schools. So, you know, if you've got a Christian school, you might could do it in that way too. So potentially if you're a church out there, it could be completely free, but even if you had to pay for it, I tell you this, I'm paying for it and I have no problem. This is one of the most valuable investments I've ever made. Again, we're singing the praises, we're giving the demo. Again, Matt, anything else that I could as we look at your face here?
I don't like that, but I just like learning some new stuff even right now. Do you want to even dabble with the video stuff, or is that,
I mean, we could, again, I haven't done a lot with it. Let's go over here and just create a new video. We're going to continue the next part of the conversation in the next episode. Thanks so much for joining us for this episode. And do take a moment to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you may listen to podcasts. You can connect with us online and learn about all that we do for churches, businesses, families, and more at mustincrease.com. I want to thank you so much for joining us for this episode, and we look forward to seeing you next time as we continue to increase truth and inspire hope in the lives of others right here on the Must Increase Podcast.